Hey everybody, it's me, Tom Booker, and this is the Good Morning I Love You show with Tom Booker, your daily dose of positive stuff that helps start your day off right. Guess what, y'all? I'm back! That's right, Morning Glories. The Good Morning I Love You show is back in all of its glory, and I'm back for one very special reason. I want to tell you something, and what I want to tell you is, good morning. I love you. Oh, it feels so good to say that again. Did you miss me? I missed you. The last time that I put out an episode of the Good Morning I Love You show podcast was on April 23rd. Wow, time does fly. And a lot has happened since then. I can't give you a good reason of why I stopped. There was a lot going on both in my life and in the world back then. I guess it just all got to be too much. Well, it's not too much now. So I am back and I am planning to stay. It's Monday, dear listeners. And if you hearken back to the glory days of the Good Morning I Love You show podcast, that would be last spring, then you'll remember that around here, we call it Make-A-List Monday. That's where we all join together and take a moment to think about the things that we are grateful for by making a gratitude list. For those of you who may not know what a gratitude list is, let me enlighten you. It's exactly what it sounds like it is. It's a list of things that you are grateful for today. Your gratitude list can be long or short, and the items on your list can be big or small. It's totally up to you. What are you going to put on your gratitude list today? Let me tell you a few things that I've put on mine. The first thing is my girlfriend, Janet. Janet is the perfect person to be with during a shelter-in-place order. We laugh a lot and we love a lot, sometimes at the same time. I'm also going to put air conditioning on my gratitude list. I live in Austin, Texas, and except for maybe 1 or 2 days out of the year, it's hot here. Really hot. Really, really, really hot. So I am so glad and grateful that we have air conditioning. And another thing that I'm grateful for that is on my gratitude list is you. I'm grateful for you. Thanks for listening and thank you for giving me the opportunity to try to make you feel good. Because for some reason, trying to make you feel good makes me feel good. Thanks for helping me make that happen. Since it's Labor Day, I looked for a quote that has something to do with work. And I found a quote from Sophia Amoruso that fits the bill. Sophia is known as the girl boss. I guess that makes me the love boss. Anyway, Sophia says, you combine hard work, creativity, and self-determination, and things start to happen. So there you have it, dear listeners. Let's go out there and combine our hard work, creativity, and self-determination and make something happen today. But before you go, the love boss, that's me, has something that he wants to say to you, and that's, good morning, I love you.